You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's a football Thursday, and Bernie Kosar is in the house with yours truly, Vic Carucci. It's Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We encourage you to call us, 216-578-0850, or tweet us at Browns_daily. But right now, we go to a regular co-host on this show, our man, my buddy, my brother, Nathan Zagura, on the line from Florida. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing great. Just wrapped up a 2.5-hour CBSSports.com fantasy football draft special, so that was very good. And you'll be pleased to know the Browns were getting a lot of love, and it wasn't just for me, obviously with my pom-poms and whatnot, but a lot of love for the Browns in the fantasy football world this year, which is another thing for Browns fans to be excited about for the first time in a while.
Yeah, Nathan, who's getting the run? I think we know the obvious names, but break it down. How much love and who's getting it all?
Trent Richardson looking like a top five quarterback. I think, obviously, you know I love Josh Gordon, so made the case for him as a top 20 receiver with top 12 upside, and he's getting a lot of love. Jordan Cameron now is a consensus top 12 fantasy tight end on everybody's board. And Brandon Weeden climbing up as somebody that you could get as a very good backup or a good, you know, number two quarterback in a two-quarterback league. And, of course, the defense getting some respect as well. So all of a sudden the Browns, a little bit of a fantasy powerhouse like they would have been back in the days of Bernie.
Hey, well, speaking of that, you know, we had a lot of injuries, and that's been a big topic of conversation
sure,
this
I
week.
Know.
And, you know, when you're injured, you want to get back. The ability of the opportunity for younger players to take your spot sometimes creeps into older guys or the injured guy's mind, and you don't really want anybody to take your seat. You don't want anybody to take your spot. You know, with that being said, I've been sitting in your chair since you're in Florida for the whole show today. Now, be careful if you leave too much because I'm sitting in this chair taking your spot today.
Well,
Vic's having a lot of fun here, so don't feel any pressure.
I'm sure they're having fun. Listen, if there was anybody who was going to take my spot, a legend like yourself, I would say go right on ahead. Although then we just have to get a three-man booth together, Bernie. But I'll tell you what, this is the last day that I'll be out of town until the Browns are playing in the playoffs, hopefully. So that'll be very, very good. I'm looking forward to getting back there. But I like that. I appreciate the ribbing, Bernie. It is fun working with
On the serious side, what Browns guys did you pick on your team?
I love Gordon. They're really the guys that I mentioned. I think Trent Richardson, if you're in the middle of the first round.
No, did you today?
Today? We were just kind of laying things out. And some of the drafts I've done, I can tell you, though, I have Josh Gordon and I have Jordan Cameron on pretty much all my teams. Trent Richardson you can only get if you really have a top six pick, so it depends on where you get the pick to have a shot at him. But, yeah, Josh Gordon to me has the opportunity in this offense, which I've said in the stats I throw out there all the time, it's the only offense in the NFL that's produced a wide receiver who averages 17 or more yards per catch and 10 or more yards per target every single season in each of the last five. The only one. Gordon, I think maybe it's physically the most talented guy to play in this offense. I know Vincent Jackson is a very good physical talent, but Josh Gordon, I think, on par with him. So he's probably my favorite of the bunch. And Jordan Cameron, the bad thing for fantasy people is, you know, he was kind of my secret because I got to see him every day and I knew what he could do in this offense. And then he goes out there in the preseason, has the three catches for 42 yards and two hush downs, as I like to say. And now everybody knows about Jordan Cameron, so he's blowing up as well.
Yeah, he is tearing it up. Nathan Zagura is joining us on the line, regular co-host here of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. He will be back in studio tomorrow. So, Nathan, it's been kind of an uneven week, and we've addressed it as well. And, you know, we've had the highs and lows of, you know, a trade that you think is going to be made to fix this right guard spot with injuries, and then that falls through, trying to have a guy in here, and then he's not here any longer. And then moving forward, though, with what is in place, Garrett Gilkey as a rookie, and then having, you know, trying to plug this spot is going to be O'Neal Cousins is the other guy, is going to be a real task and a chore. And I'm thinking that the Indianapolis Colts probably present as good a pass rushing challenge as a young offensive lineman or an experienced guard is going to see.
Yeah, and I think it is a good test, and it is a good tune-up, and we'll get a look at Garrett Gilkey filling in there. and certainly you hope that he can do the job. I think really the onus now is on a guy who I don't know that he's had the best preseason, and that's John Greco. And I like him a lot, and I want to see him step up his play at left guard. The team right now averaging less than a yard per carry running behind him. And I know it's only the preseason, but still, it is the fact. And, you know, we saw last week against Fairley and Sue him end up on his derriere a few times, which is, listen, those guys are unbelievable. But if the rest of the line can be good, I think it'll make everything easier for the right guard. But, listen, this is a great baptism by fire, because unless a move is made, Derek Dilkey, there's a good chance he's going to be there September 8th. So you need him to get the reps. You need him to get the time between Alex Mack and Mitchell Schwartz, get their communication, get a feel for each other's tendencies, for a feel for the way they like to set their feet, et cetera. And so hopefully they can be in a better place come September the 8th. But it is a little bit of an issue. And Vic, since I've been doing this show, I want to ask you, any updates on my guy Jabal Sheard and Mingo? I know those were two guys who missed practice. Obviously, I say Mingo more thing, but how's Jabal looking?
Yeah, Jabal Sheard won't play Saturday night, dealing with a knee issue, but I think we'll see. He was sort of, and Tom Withers was with us a little bit earlier from the AP and was saying that, you know, the more questions he was asked about it, I guess the little the more friction defensive, I think was the word Tom used, he became. It was like, you know, I don't want to answer any more questions about this, which I think was a part of it was to say, if this were the regular season, he might be out there. Devon Bess dealing with a little bit of tendonitis that's been a problem in his knee for a while. I think it's something that was an issue for him even before he got to the Browns. So he gets some rest, and he's getting that today. He'll be a game-time decision Sunday night. Desmond Bryant, back spasms, probably not going to see him Saturday night. That's something to keep an eye on. The very long frame that he has, I think, kind of raises that question. And then Barkevious Mingo, it still is a mystery as far as dealing with this bruised lung situation, what the timing of it is and is going to be. So we're going to keep an eye on that. So there are some lingering things and probably varying degrees of concern, I think, that accompany all of them.
Certainly. And listen, every team in the NFL is going through this. And the good news for the Browns is hopefully it sounds like the Sheard injury, the Bryant injury, and the Bess injury are minor things, and that they have 2 weeks to get treatment to get ready for September the 8th. Quentin Groves, I think I'm excited to see the opportunities he's going to get, because he's somebody who's really stood out to me thus far in camp and, of course, in the preseason. So he'll get a little bit more time, obviously, with the starters. And I think that can only be a good thing to have that depth at the outside linebacker position. And if they may need him to be a pass rushing specialist if Mingo can't be ready for the beginning of the season. So it's something that every NFL team has to deal with. It's something that the Browns, for the most part, early didn't really have to deal with. They were very lucky, and now it's kind of rearing its head, and it's more indicative of what will happen in the regular season as you go through what is a grueling season in the NFL over the course of 17 weeks and 16 games. But hopefully things will get better quickly for the Browns. And, you know, I think the guy that right now that you're going to want to pay attention to in the game, as you talked about earlier, is Garrett Gilkey, how he does at right guard. Yep. Quentin Groves now, how he does, of course, at outside linebacker. And fortunately, the defensive line has a lot of depth. So Desmond Bryant, hopefully he gets well and gets back out there soon.
All right, Nathan, great. We appreciate it. And we will travel safe back here to Northeast Ohio. And we'll see you in studio tomorrow, man.
See you tomorrow, Bernie. If you're around, come drop in, and we'll all get together and take over on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Four.
The Liberty Four guys will like that little play right there. I got mine out there, but I got to make the plane flight to Indy.
That's right. You certainly do. Call in the game. That's right. Yeah. And well, then we'll do it next week, Bernie. We got plenty of time.
Well, we'll do. Yes, definitely. All right, that's good stuff, and we've got more good stuff coming up for you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Four. 216-578-0850. 216-578-0850. If you want to dial us and tweets, and we have a few of those to get to as well, @Browns_daily. So we'll devote the rest of the show to all of that. Vic Carucci, Bernie Kosar on ESPN 850 WKNR.